Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island's jobless rate dipped slightly in November. It went from 9.2% in October down to 9% for November. The number of Rhode Island-based jobs increased by 1,400. It was the fourth consecutive month of job growth. The last time that happened was 10 years ago. Charlie Fogarty, director of the Department of Labor and Training, concedes Rhode Island still has one of the highest jobless rates in the country. But he says he can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
We were hit harder than the rest of the country. It started here earlier. And the recovery is slow nationally, not just in Rhode Island. But obviously, if it's a slow national recovery and you're behind the pack, it takes longer to catch up.
Close to 50,000 Rhode Islanders are actively looking for work, but that is down from when Governor Lincoln Chafee took office in 2011. Democratic Secretary of State candidate Guillaume Duhamel says he favors getting rid of Rhode Island's voter ID law. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, the passage of voter ID in 2011 in heavily Democratic Rhode Island attracted national attention.
Rhode Island's current Secretary of State, Ralph Mollis, calls the state's voter ID law a national model. Mollis and other supporters say voter ID is needed to prove the identity of voters. But Duhamel agrees with critics who see voter ID as part of an effort to suppress voting by Democratic constituencies.
I'm personally not in favor of it. It's no great secret that it's been used throughout the country to disenfranchise a number of minority votes. I'm about more participation, more voter participation.
The other Democrat running for Secretary of State next year, Nelly Gorbea, also favors getting rid of voter ID. Gorbea and Duhamel will square off in a primary next September. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Duhamel spoke during a taping of Rhode Island Public Radio's Political Roundtable. The full segment is coming up at 7:40. The state's Turnpike and Bridge Authority is planning to look at putting a barrier in the middle of the Pell Bridge in Newport. The Newport Daily News reports the agency voted Wednesday to conduct a traffic study. The barrier would be placed between the eastbound and westbound lanes. The study comes after a head-on collision in 2011 that killed two people. The family of one of the victims is now suing. Turnpike and Bridge Authority Chairman David Darlington says he wants to make sure a barrier wouldn't compromise the width of traffic lanes or emergency access. He's expecting the study to be completed in about 2 months. And former U.S. Senator from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, is moving to New Hampshire. Brown says he and his wife are making the change for personal reasons and have made no decisions about his political future. Brown's name has come up as a possible challenger to New Hampshire's Democratic U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen. Yesterday, Brown was the featured guest at the New Hampshire Republican State Committee's holiday party in Nashua, and he recently launched a political action committee in New Hampshire.